So we begin the sixth parak. Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim Mitzvotam Shu Shneihem Shavim. The two Seirim are basically one korban and two, as we've seen. On one of them we do the Vidu, and in the other one we do the Zrikas Adam. And they are supposed to be alike in many ways. First of all, b'mar'eh, they should have the same coloration. B'komah, they should be the same height. B'damim, they should have the same value, it means the same quality. And b'likichatan ke'achat, they should also be purchased at the same time. V'afapi she'inam shavim, however, if they don't look exactly alike in terms of coloration, or their height, or the damim, nonetheless, they're k'sherim. And if lokach echad hayom ve'echad lekmachar, if you didn't buy them all together, they would also be kosher b'diavad, k'sherim. Meit echad mihem. So now, what happens if one of them died before we had a chance to use it? When did it die? So imat shelo higriu meit. If it died before the kohen gadol did the hagrala. So then, for sure, we're not going. I mean, l'chatchila, of course, we were supposed to buy them together. But as we said, that's not ma'akev. So we're not going to go throw out one of these karbanas. We'll buy another one, and we'll do the hagrala on the two. And im atchoy gromet. So fine. So take now a new zug for the second one. Imishi gromet. But what happens if after the kohen gadol had already been Gorel, did the Gorel. So then what happens there? Well, it would depend which one of them died. So let's see. The Omar, in the event, this is what it should say. That this is a bit confusing because very often we have the word Vayomar as the word that introduces a condition. That is, and he should say, if the one that died, of course that's not what it means over here. So it would be easier to understand the Mishnah say like this. Im shall shame mate yomar, that's what it really means. So if the one that had the goral had come off and he was supposed to be the one that was going to be brought as the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, if that's the one that died, then the Kohen should say, okay, the one shall love a goral, l'shame, so then the new one that came up now, that the goral came out, l'shame, that's the one yitkayim tachtav. So now I'm going to take that one instead of the original one. Im shall azazel mate, and if the one that had already been selected by the goral to be thrown lazazel was the one that died, yomar, so then he should say, ze shalav alav goral azazel, this new one that the azazel came up. Instead, that's the new azazel, and it should be mitkayim tachtav. Now, the question is, of course, that now we've got an extra carbon. In either case, either we have an extra Seir Lazazel, because if the Shalshem died, so now we have two Seir Lazazels, because we had to do an additional Hagrala. And if the Azazel died, so now we have an extra Shalshem. So what do we do with it? Well, the second, now, I don't know, what do you mean the second? The second of the first pair, or the second of the pair that you're not going to be using now the second one of? That's not clear. That we'll see in the Gemara. So the second one should be, now I know what you're going to think. You're going to think the second one, why that is a Karban Chatas, and it's a Chatas that is a classic Chatas HaMesa, because it's a Chatas Shenitchapru Ba'alei Ba'acher. One of the five Chataot is if another Chatas was taken in its place, so then that Chatas is one of the Chamesh Chataot HaMetot. However, remember that a Chatas HaTzibur, we do not apply the din according to the Chachomim of a Chatas Shenischapru Ba'ala Bacher. Why is that? Because remember, there are five Chataot HaMetot. So the Chachomim hold, unless all five are applicable, none are applicable. So obviously, it is possible for a Korban Tzibur to also have a case where it was nischap ruba acher, but you can't have a case where it's sibur died. That's one of the chamesh chatot hametot. You can't have a tmuras chatas with a korban sibur, because a sibur can't make a tmura, even shutafim can't make a tmura. You can't have a vlad chatas, because males have a hard time having kids, So therefore, you can't have any of the chatot ametot. That's what the, if you don't have the whole set, you don't have any of the set. That's what Chachamim learned. And so because of that, we do not say it should be left to die. Instead, we say it should be left to graze until it gets a mum. Classic case, we sell it then at that point where it has a mum, yimacher, and the money falls to the nidvas tzibur, which is kaitzel mizbeach, like always happens where we have a leftover. Because ein chatat tzibur meitan is simply because it is not considered to be one of the chomesh chataot hametot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, that's not true, because remember, Rabbi Yehuda Shita we had before, is that each one of them is separate, and the chatas that is nischaper balim ba'acheret is just as true of a chatas tzibur as it is of a chatas yochid. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't sell it, you don't wait until it's nista'ev, it simply is left to die. V'yod Omar Rabbi Yehuda. And now there's another issue that Rabbi Yehuda said, what exactly the va'od is referring to. It doesn't seem to have, is this a separate thing that the Gemara is going to discuss? That in the event that the dam of the Soyer Lashem spilled out before it was able to do its mitzvahs, to do the hazayot, then the mishtaleach cannot be used. You're going to have to take another one. Meta mishtaleach, but if the one that had been selected in that goral was died, then you would not, if it died before you did the Avodas Adam, you would not be able to use the Avodas Adam either. Yishafech Adam. So these two, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are interrelated in a deeper way. Okay, says the Gemara, what's the mocker for all of this? Tan Rabbanan. Yikach shnei si'irei izim. All right, so the Torah said that the mitzvah over here on Yom HaKippurim is that mi'et adat b'nei Yisrael, yikach shnei si'irei izim l'chatat, v'ayel echad la'olah. Now, suppose it would have just said, yikach si'irei izim. How many izim would you think that you would have to take? Two, right? Because you're using a Loshon Rabim. And because of Occam's razor, you can't say more than two. So you would know that it's two. Therefore, the word two is completely redundant. Why does it say two? So, miut si'irei shnayim. Is it not so that two si'irim anyway, if it would just say si'irim, would be two? So, ma tamid lomar shnei. Why then does it say two? The two teaches me, shi'yihyu shneihem shavim. Two means a set of two, a mathematical sense of two, in which two is the additional one. And that's how we generate the number two, which means that they're basically the same thing again. And that would mean that the two of them have to be the same. Here's where we learn it from. Now, how do we know that in the event, the Mishnah said, okay, it does have to be the same. But the Mishnah said, but if it's not the same, it's still going to be kosher. How do you know that? So minayin, how do we know that afa pisha ein shnehem shavim kisherim? Talmud lomar, that's why there are two psukim in which it mentions unnecessarily the word sa'ir. It says, v'ikriv aharon et ha-sa'ir asher ala alav agoral Hashem, yaso chatat. It could have just said, v'ikriv aharon et asher ala alav agoral, because obviously that's the sa'ir, that's where we made the goral. And furthermore, it says, "Vahasa'ir asher Allah alav agoral azazel yomat chai." Why does it have to say "Vahasa'ir"? We're talking about the Sirim. All it needed to say is "Vahasher Allah alav agoral azazel yomat chai." That means that the Torah has repeated the word, the single case "Sa'ir," twice. What is that coming to tell me? To be marbe that even in the event that they are not the same, they would still be kosher b'diavad. Wait, that's very weird. You're telling me the only reason that I know that it's kosher is because we have two ribuyim? Taima de Rabbi Rachmana, but if the Torah would not have been Marabah. So what I would have thought was that, well, if it's not the same, then it's going to be puzzle. Where would you pick up that from? Ikuva minolan. Isn't it true that anything that has to do with kachim is never ma'akev unless either the Torah repeats it or it uses some word to indicate that this is definitely ma'akev, let's say, like chukah. Of course, chukah doesn't apply to the case of the Seirim, because, as we know, everybody agreed that chukah is only said on aveda. Then it's a question, is it the aveda that's done b'big day lovan, even if it's b'chutz, or is it done only lifnai v'lifnim? Fine, that was b'chlokas, but nobody would hold that something that has nothing to do with the aveda. I mean, this thing that I'm supposed to take by two Seirim, I mean, I do that a few days before Yom Kippur. It obviously doesn't say chukah on that. So then what makes you think that it would be ma'akev? So where'd you get it from? I'll tell you. Because salgadatech amina, you see, I would have thought to myself, note how many times the Torah repeats the word shnei si'irei izim. So it says over here, first of all, the first pasuk we had, mi'etadat b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei si'irei izim. And then it says, v'lakach et shnei ha'si'irim. And then it says, v'natan aron al shnei ha'si'irim, goralot. Three times you repeat that they're shnei si'irim, none of which are necessary, because all of them could have just said si'irim, which is a minimum of two, since it's a loshen rabim. So therefore, I would have said that actually it's ma'akev, because the Torah repeats it. Not only once, three times it repeats it. Two times it repeats it, in other words. So it would certainly be ma'akev. So there you go. So, all right, but now we know that's not true, right? Because the Torah wrote, you said before, two ribuyim. Sa'ir, sa'ir, two times, two ribuyim. So why did it repeat it three times? Shnei, 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 what is the point of that repetition? Lomali. Ah, well, like before we said, yikach shnei si'irei izim means that they have to be shavim. But you don't know exactly what they have to be shavim in. Now, by repeating it three times, you cover everything. Chad lemar'eh. So one is that they're the same color. Chad lekoma. The other is that they're the same height. V'chad ledamim. And the other one is that they have the same price, they have the same quality. Now, of course, as we saw before, we have this very strange relationship of the dinim of negoyim to the dinim of Yom Kippur. So one of the things that we saw about Negayim was the way in which the Tziporim are in many ways similar to the idea of a Sar Mishtaleach. One of them is shechted, the other one is sent out into the Soda. And so here is another fascinating interrelationship with the Tziporim that are also supposed to be the same, and with the Mitzorah. And that is that for the Mitzorah, you are supposed to take shnei kivasim. Now, those shnei kivasim, I ask you, if it would have said yikach kivasim, would we not have known that kivasim are, in fact, two? So, ma tamud lomar shnei must be coming to tell me, shiyu shneihem shavim, that both of those kivasim, one of them which is going to be the asham mitzorah, and one of them, which is going to be the Karman Shlomi, that they have to be the same. Shiyu shneihem shavim. U'minayin she'af al-pi she'ein shneihem shavim. And who tells me that if they're not, that they would still be kosher? Talmud Lomar. Therefore, we have the same idea that we had before. The Torah mentions twice, unnecessarily, the word keves. So we have the first pasuk, Bayom Hashmini Yikach Shnei Kvasim Timimim. And then when we do what we have to do, it says, V'lakach HaKohen Et HaKeves HaEchad V'ikrivoto LaHashem. And then it says, V'shachat Et HaKeves B'makom Asher Yishchat Et HaChatat. So it repeats again, Keves, twice. So then Keves comes to tell me that it's actually not going to be Ma'akek, because I have a Ribui. Exactly same words, word for word, as the Braita that tells me the din of the Shnei HaSeirim. And, of course, the same question. Time, the Rabbi Rachmana. So you're telling me that the only reason that the Keves is kosher, even if it's not the same, is because we have the extra pasuk of a Keves. But if it wouldn't be for that, I would have said it would be Ma'akev. Where'd you get that from? Hello, Rabbi Rachmana, Avamina Psuli? How would you think that it was psulim? Again, the dinim of the kifsei mitzora are kachim. And if the Torah doesn't repeat something by kachim, then I don't know that it would be ma'akev. So what's the point of telling me that I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not ma'akev? Ah, that's because we do have one of those key words that tells us that it is ma'akev. And that word, just like chuka tells me, ikuva, it says over here, zot tihiye, torat ha-mitzora. And remember, wherever we have an existential word, tihiye means behavayato tihiye, it has to be as defined existentially. These are not essential issues, these are existential issues. So either it is this or it's not this. There is no such thing as, well, it's sort of this. Okay, so then if the Torah now has told me not to say that, so hashtad Rabbi Rachmana keves keves, so then what is the point of saying so tihiye Torah ha-mitzora? Well, there's a lot of dinim, you know, about a mitzora. I mean, how about the idea that you have to use the dafka? Again, we have a chut hashani we have over here. We have the idea that you have to use eitz erez, ve'ezov. Where does that come? How do you know if I don't do that it would be puzzle? That's what it's coming to tell me. Things like that. All the crazy things that I do with the mitzora. L'shara v'yatosho mitzora. So all of the other dinim I need to know, but not what the lakicha of the kivsei atzeres have to be. Now, there's another case by the mitzora that is like this. It's not only the avoda of the tziporim that is the same as the avoda of the shnei sirim on Yom HaKippurim. It's also the dinim of the tziporim. Because just like what we were talking about now, up till now, which was the keves, the shnei kvasim, the usham, and the shlomim, that was talking about on the eighth day of that whole seder of the taira of the mitzvah. But remember that it begins back on the first day. It begins with birds. And those tziporim, we have exactly the same discussion. Because the word tziporim, by definition, is a minimum of two. So why does the pasuk have to say yikach shtei tziporim? Mamish, the same lashon that we have over here, and the same lashon that we had by the kivseyat mitzera. So ma tamid lomar shtei tziporim, shiyu shteihen shavot, exactly the same as the shnei tziporim, and minayin shafa pishe inan shavot kisherot. Talmud Lomar, therefore, comes along the pasuk to say, "V'tzivakoin v'shachat et tzipora echat aklicheres." All it have to say was "V'tzivakoin v'shachat echat aklicheres." We were talking about two birds, and then it repeats again. And here it says "Hatzipora echat," and then it says the next pasuk "Et hatzipora hachaya yikach." All it needs to say "et hachaya." So therefore, we have two extra words that are coming to tell me tzipor. Tzipor is marbe, to tell me that b'diavad, it would be kosher if they're not the same. What? Only because taima de rabbi rachmana? And if the Torah would not have been marbe, I would have thought that the tziporim that aren't exactly alike would be psulot? Ikuva minolan, where would we get that idea from? Ah, because salkatayt hamina tihi ekativ. Same thing that we said before. I would have thought that it's because it says zot tiye torat ha-mitzora. Ah, so if that's the case, now that we have the extra posik, the tzipor, to tell me that it's kosher, even if it isn't exactly the same, then why does it say tihiye? Tihiye lomali. The tihiye comes to tell me l'shar havayato shel mitzora. So basically what we've done here is we've gone through the three places where the Torah tells us that you must have two things that are alike in doing the Avodah. So one of them was the Sawyer, the two Se'irim, and there we know, again, there's a mitzvah that they be alike, but there's no ikuva. And I would have thought that there was ikuva because of the fact that the Torah repeats it three times. Then we have the din of the Shnei HaKvasim, which are brought on the eighth day of the Mitzvah's Torah. There I would have thought that they need to be the same. We learn out that they have to be the same. That we know from the fact that the Torah said specifically Sirim when it didn't, Kvasim when it didn't need to, because it could have Shnei Kvasim when it didn't need to. It could have just said Kvasim. And there too, I would have thought it was Ikuva, because of Zotiyeh. Comes along the Pasuk, kosher anyway. Same thing is true about the Tzipporiyah Mitzorah that are brought on the first day. I would have thought that the Zotiyeh is an ikuva, that the Shnei, the extra word Shnei, means it's got to be the same, and if not, it's possible. Gamash Malon, the two extra Tzipor, that it's not possible. Now, what's interesting is, says the Gemara, that ought to mean some very fascinating things about other halachas, because by the Tmidim, it says, Ze ha'isha shetakrivu la'ashem kivasim b'nei shana tmimim shnayim layom. Now, don't you have exactly the same svara there? If it says kvasim, how many kvasim are kvasim? Two. So then you don't have to say shnayim layom. All you need to say is kvasim. And I would know that they have to be two. Ma tamud lomar shnayim. We ought to have learned that they need to be shneihem shavim. And then we could follow up by doing the same limud. We could say, uminayin she'afal pi she'ein shneihem shavim k'sherim. How do you know that they're kosher anyway? Talmud lomar, et ha'keves echad taseh baboker, et ha'keves hasheni taseh ben arbaim. Why do you have to say keves twice? You could just say et echad taseh baboker, et hasheni taseh ben arbaim. Would be absolutely clear what we're talking about, the kvasim, which are the shnei kvasim. And therefore, we should say, okay, b'diavad, it would be kosher. But what would that leave you with? That would leave you a mitzvah lechatchila, to have the two tamidim that are brought every day, that they have to be the same. Did anybody ever hear a word like that? That there's a mitzvah, that the two tamidim never have to be the same? Not a single Mishnah, not a single Gemara, not a single remez to such a thing. Now, if you're going to be consistent in how you read a pasuk, why indeed is there no such thing? How do you explain the fact that it's a shnayim layom? For no reason. So we're certainly not going to say there's a mitzvah that nobody ever heard of. So apparently, when the Torah writes two, it's not meant to tell me you need to be the same. It's just the way you speak to make things clear, right? So maybe that would be true about all the other cases. No, that's not why it says Shnayim. It says Shnayim to teach me another very important halacha, but otherwise, you certainly would have had every right to be Dorish. Shnayim means exactly that, that they have to be Shavim. What's the important halacha that we learn from Shnayim that doesn't mean that they have to be Shavim? The halacha is Shnayim Layom. You missed the main point, that both of these karbanas need to be facing the sun. That's the point. Have them Layom, have them facing directly into the sun. So then that means that if you shecht the tamid, you have to be shechting it in the light of the sun, not in the shade. That's the chiddush that it's coming to tell me. American neged hayom, I mean, you say it means it has to be facing the sun. I mean, that's not the most common usage of the word yom, that it means the sun. Maybe it means literally. Yom. Maybe just coming to tell me that you have to bring two. No. It says it akeves echad taseh baboker, but akeves hasheni taseh ben arbaim. You can't get clearer than that. So harei chovat hayom amur. I know that we need two kvasim a day. So then what is the point of saying shnayim layom? That's coming to tell me that they have to be facing the sun. And if they have to be facing the sun, there's some very important logistics that this implies. Because if you're going to shech them close to the wall around the Azorah, there ain't going to be no sun. Because that wall is very high. So if you're anywhere close to the wall, the sun is not going to be able to shine down onto the surface of the Azorah early in the morning when I'm shechting that tamid. So therefore, it teaches me where I have to be standing. So in the morning, where the sun is coming up in the east, and I'm dealing with the tamid, which of course is kutche kutchim, so then I have to be all the way to the northwest. Because if I get all the way to the west in the taba'ot, so then remember that we had 24 taba'ot, that was an area of 24 amot, which was connected to 24 mishmarot, which was connected to 24 Matnos Kahuna that we gave today, which was connected to 24 places that the Kohanim are called Leviim, which was connected to 24 blackbirds baked in on pie, which was the 24 Ofas Temeim. Why do you think it says in that nursery rhyme, when the pie was opened, the birds began to sing, huh? Why? That's connected to the din of Shira. Why does it say, isn't that a dainty dish to place before a king? Why? Because it's a reference to the Hakrav and the Beis HaMikdash, obviously. In any event, so all of those inyanim of the 24 that we have over here, you'd have to be all the way at the furthest part of those 24 amas, and that way the sun could get to you, and you put it on the second ring from the end. Now, Rashi says, I'm not quite sure why it has to be the second. Maybe because that way you could put the feet of the animal in the first one. I'm not quite sure why we shouldn't use the one that's all the way there. But okay, fine. You know, I understand. And if we're talking about the carbon tamichub in our bayim, well, the sun has a tendency to go down in the west. But then that means you've got to be all the way towards the east so that you won't be too close to the wall to prevent the sun from reaching you. And because of that, you should be all the way to the east. There too, Altaba'at Shnia. Musafim Shal Shabbat. Now, says the Gemara, 1 second. There is a place where there should be no Ge'ah Halacha L'maisa. Because by the Musafim of Shabbos, it says, Uviyoma Shabbat, Shnei Kvasim. Now, couldn't you just say, Uviyoma Shabbat Kvasim, B'nei Shana? I mean, then I would know that it was two. Because again, I can't bring more than two without telling me that it's more than two, and it can't be less than two because it's Lashon Rabbi. So then that that means the Shnei. You said that the word Shnei, when it's in the context of something that I would have known anyway, Seirim, so then it's Shnei Seirim has to tell me that they're alike. If it's the Tziporim, it has to tell me it's alike. So over here, it's to tell me that it's alike. So okay, then that would mean that there is a mitzvah. I mean, there's no ikuvah. It doesn't say anywhere in ikuvah. But then it would mean that indeed there is a real mitzvah, that when it comes to the musaf of Shabbos, it is a mitzvah to see to it that both of them are shavim. Wow. That's a great chiddush that comes out of this sugya. Tana Rabbana, Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim Sheshachatan Bachutz. Now, the question is, what would be the halacha of shchutei chutz? Because remember we said, these two se'irim have to be exactly alike, which means that up until the moment of the hagralah, there is nothing that can define them as either the one la'ashem or the one la'azazel. So suppose you went ahead and you shechted them outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, the moment that they're bought from the carbon, the money for carbon sibor. So they're bought from the lishka. If they're bought from the lishka, then that means they already have kedusha on them. So now suppose I go ahead and I shech them outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now remember that one of the prime requirements to be chayev is that the pasuk says, ve'el petach oel moed lo hevio, if you bring a carbon and you didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to bring it Lashem, then ikareti kareta, and so on and so forth, right? So then it means in order to be chayav on shchutei chutz, it needs to be something that could have been brought bifnim. And you chose not to bring it bifnim, and you brought it bachutz. Now, the question is, if you brought these two se'irim before there was a hagralah, so then, remarkably, it says over here, you would be chayev on both of them. Why would you be chayev on both of them? Because either one of them could have been that's what it sounds like, either one of them could have been the Soyer Lashem, and therefore you would be chayev on being shochet pachutz. If you already did the Hagralah, so then it's too late, because you would only be chayev on the one which is Shel Shem. The one which is Shel Shem, come back, come back. The one which is Shel Shem, that's the one that is Roy for the Mizbeach. And on that one, you could say, El Petach HaMoed Lo Hevio. But the one that was shayach to the Azazel, that one is not shayach to be brought, and therefore you're potter al shel Azazel. Okay, then I understand, but I don't understand the first thing that you said. You said that before I do the hagralah, I'd be chayav on both of them. I should chayav on neither of them. Because before I do the hagralah, they're useless. What am I going to do with them? Lamai chazu, how do you say that they're roy? I cannot bring either the Surah al Azazel or the Surah al Hashem until after the hagralah, correct? So then, that should mean by definition, there is no way for me to be chayav on shechting either of them b'chutz. Omer Rav Chisda, well, I mean, theoretically, suppose you would take one of these, either of them, before the hagralah, and you would go ahead and you would use them for the Surah of the Musaf. The Surah of the Musaf is brought outside in the Azara. It's not brought inside. Now, there's nothing to prevent you from using those Shnei Se'irim for another Chatas. Isn't that so? Because you're not going to be changing it from a Chatas to some other carbon. The Surah Naaseh B'chutz, which is part of the Musafim, is a carbon Chatas made from a Seir. So what stops you from taking either of those Shnei Se'irim and deciding you're going to bring it as the Karbon Musaf? Absolutely nothing. I mean, obviously you're not going to do that because we already said these are the Se'irim we're going to be doing the Goralot on, but you didn't do anything that would pass on the carbon if you did do that. And remember that the word ho'il always means, look, theoretically you could do it, and since theoretically you could do it, therefore we view it as if that's what it is. Okay, so you could. Wait, so then if that's true, then why couldn't you bring it as the Sawyer that was Nasa Bifnim? Well, I understand. You're saying, Ho'il, since theoretically I could bring it, well, theoretically I could bring it inside. Obviously not. Why not? Because you didn't do the Hagralah. Okay, so then you can't bring it as the Surah Nasa B'chutz either. Because the Surah Nasa B'chutz is only brought after I finish the Aveda of the Pyre and the Sawyer Bifnim. And I can't change the order. So I don't understand what you're saying. You certainly would have said that. So the Seder Ayom is going to be my Akev. I have to do the Hagralah, and then I have to do the Avedah Saddam, and then I have to do the Azazel, and then I can get to the Musaf, right? So I don't get what you're saying. Ah, that's because of Rav Chisda Shita. Remember that Rav Chisda holds that Ein Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom. What is the problem, exactly, of its not being suitable to be brought for the Musaf? It's too early. There's no problem that has to do directly with this specific animal. You're saying, well, what about the Hagralah? The Hagralah has to do with its being roi for the carbon that we said it's going to be brought for. Fine, that's a psul in that carbon. But now I want to bring it as a perfectly kosher carbon Musaf. Tell me what's wrong. Oh, it's not time yet. Its great moment hasn't arrived. Hasn't arrived because something has to do with it? No, hasn't arrived because something hasn't been done that needed to happen before. Well, that's no different than a carbon that is going to be roi today and as yet is not roi. So that could be many things. We'll be talking about that soon. But the bottom line is, according to Rav Chisda, as long as it's going to be okay during that day, then there's no problem. If you're telling me that you want to bring along the Sa'ir that does not have a Goral for Hashem, that's not Mechusar Zman. That's something that is missing in the actual din of this carbon, of this particular animal. So that is the whole point of the Rav Chisda's Ho'il. Is that even though what it is that I need to do for it is not being done on it, but it's for it directly. But if it's just a question of a chusar zman, there's no problem that has to do with it. Omer Avina, hey, you know, if Rav Chisda is saying that if it's missing the hagralah, think about what he's saying. He's saying an animal that's missing a hagralah, forget it. It's not considered to be roi lepetach ha'omoed. An animal in which some other thing is missing, some extrinsic thing is missing, so then it's not considered to be a Mechusar Zman Bo Bayom. But the Hagralah isn't done to it. The Hagralah is done as a question of deciding about it. But there's nothing that I do to the animal proper. So then that means that Rav Chisda is expanding the din of a mechusar, we're saying mechusar avodas hayom, that is different, because the soyer hanaseh bifnim, it's not kosher, because it's mechusar hagrola. So then if that would be the case, so now what, did I skip something here? No. So I think I didn't read the words inside. Ma'ishna l'sara nasa, I just explained them. Ma'ishna l'sara nasa bifnim de lo de mechusar agrola, l'sara nasa b'chutz nami lo de mechusar evodas hayom. Okay, so I explained it, but I didn't say the words, I think. Kasov Rav Chisda e mechusar b'an lebov hayom. Okay, so now let's move on and understand what we're saying. According to Rav Chisda, a mechusar hagrola is considered to be a mechusar ma'aseh, even though that ma'aseh is not directly done to it. Now, if that's the case, so then I'm not doing anything to the seirim. I'm doing something to these pieces of wood that I'm throwing in there and doing the hagrala with. But then let me talk about another case. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that shlomim that you shecht before the doors are opened to the heichal are pasul. Why? Because it says ushchato petach o'el moed, which means it has to be bisman shu patuach. The heichal has to be open and not locked. So lo bisman shu na'u, not where it's closed. Okay. So now, according to what you just said, if somebody would have shechted that shlomim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he would have been potter. Because opening the doors, you say, well, what does opening the doors have to do with the animal? And what does doing the hagrala have to do with the animal? But Rav Chisda says it doesn't matter. Even something that's not on the animal, but if it intrinsically defines the kashrus of this carbon, is the equivalent of something that's mechusar maisa in, that is in the animal itself. So then the mechusar opening the doors is a mechusar maisa in the avoda of the shlomim, and it should be potter. That's fascinating that there's such a halacha that it would be no chiyuv. But is it really true that Rav Chisda does hold of hoyel? Didn't Rav Chisda say that the Korban Pesach that you shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't during Pesach, right? It wasn't during the 14th, in other words. It wasn't on your Dalet. So what's the din, remember, of a Korban Pesach that is shechted not on the Yud Dalet Nisan? What's the halacha? If you shechted for a Korban Pesach, then it's pasul. But if you shechted for something else, then it's kosher. So then if the din should be, now let's think about what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said, if you shechted the Korban Pesach lishmo, so then you're not going to be chayev, because since it's a pasul korban, I can't say v'lepesach ho amoid lo hikrivo, because that wouldn't be kosher if you would have been makrivit. And therefore, there's no chayev of shchita b'chutz. But if you shechted it shelo lishmo, in which case it would have been kosher if it was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore if you shechted it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you would be chayev. Now let's think about what Rav Chisda is implying. The only reason that Rav Chisda said that you're chayev is because you shechted it specifically. You said, I'm shechting this Korban Pesach l'shem shlomi. But if not, what would have been the din? Stoma. It would have been exactly the same, and you would be chayev. Why? Why is this the difference? Why don't we say hoyo? Is it theoretically possible to bring this korban in a way that would be royal a Pesach ol moed? Yes. But you're saying that if I shecht it without specifically doing that, I just shecht it, stam. I didn't say a word. Hastama, what would be the din? You said the only reason that it's considered to be chayev b'chutz is because I made a point of saying I'm shechting this for a shlomi. But if I didn't make that point, the fact that, well, I mean, you could have brought it as a shlomi if you wanted to, and then it would be kosher, which means that it could be brought bifnim. That's what you just said. You said, if I wanted to bring any of these two karbonas as the karbon musaf, so it would have been kosher. Yeah, but you didn't bring it as a carbon. It doesn't matter. I could have brought it as a carbon musa. The same thing is true over here. I could have brought this carbon Pesach on the 13th day of Nisan. I could have brought it as a shlomim, and then it would be kosher. So you're saying, but you didn't. So what if I didn't? I thought you said the Rav Chisda holds of hoyel. Since you could have, it's theoretically possible. So then why aren't you chayev even if it was tam? Why did you have to actually turn it into a shlamim? I don't understand. He says, well, there's a big difference. In order to turn a Pesach into a shlamim, you have to be oker it. You have to say specifically, this is not a Korban Pesach. It is a shlamim. But if all you want to do is take a Korban that is standing there waiting for a Hagralah to define it as the Korban Hashem, and you just walk off with it, and you bring it as the Musaf for Yom Kippur, that would be fine. There's no additional thing that needs to be done. There is where Reb Chisda said Hoel. Theoretically, nothing needs to be done to change this. You just need to do it. But over here, I need specifically to go out of my way to be oker the shame. Of course, this is a machlokas, whether boyakira or not. But Reb Chisda would be holding that you absolutely need akira. So, achiyash, there's no comparison. Hatam, in the case of the Korban Pesach, in order for me to turn it into a kosher shlamim, it's not just the act of bringing it in the Beis HaMikdash that would make it a Korban shlamim. I would have to first be oker the shem pesach. This is no longer a Pesach. I hereby dub the shlamim. Masha Enkein, the story of Yom Kippur, does not require an akira at all. Now, it happens to be, it's just an aside, but it happens to be both of these ma'amorim were, it was Rav Chisda was explaining everything, right? Rabba Bar Shimi, he said, no, this wasn't Rav Chisda, it was Rabba. And so he asked the contradiction in, instead of between the first Rav Chisda and the second Rav Chisda about whether it's considered to be Hoel or not, he asked the Kasha on Rabba, and he answered it exactly the same way. Umishani Kedishanina, that there's a difference between requiring Akira or not requiring Akira.